You're listening to Call to Homeschool, episode number 49. This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
All right, here we go, friends. Another episode.
Hey, we're on episode 49. And today we're talking about Easter or springtime learning activities that you can do with your kids. And we have six ideas, fun ideas that you can do or not do.
Yeah.
If you want. No pressure at all.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's fun to change things up in your learning activities and do something seasonal.
So how do you do Easter at your house? Are you guys Easter bunny people?
We do not celebrate the Easter bunny. We celebrate Easter Christ-centered. We focus it on Christ and the true meaning of Easter. We do that with Christmas. I think we talked about that time too. We don't do Santa. We don't do the Easter bunny. We don't do the tooth fairy. I'm just not into that.
Yeah. I like mentally, well, there are a few reasons, but the idea sounds exhausting to me to have to do these things.
Yeah. I think I don't remember if I shared this story or not, but the reason we started with Easter was my oldest when he was three. I think I shared this
I think story. You did share this
and it's
story.
So funny. I'm going to share it again. He was three and he was asking us about Easter and trying to figure it out. He was like, so there's this bunny that comes and puts eggs in our yard. I'm like, yeah. And he just starts laughing and he's like, that doesn't make any sense, Mom. And I was like, well, you're right. It doesn't. And I just lost it. And my mom and my sister were there too. And we were just laughing so hard at his logical mind.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the point that all of that stopped for us. And I was like, it doesn't work for him or me.
Yeah.
And it's way easier to not. And I just like to focus on the true meaning of these holidays instead of the made up fictitious ones.
There's a funny, my son was way into listening to Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, and he has a funny skit about the Easter bunny, like bunny and eggs. Like that doesn't even,
I know it doesn't even
like,
make
bunnies
sense.
Bunnies don't lay eggs. So
yeah.
It's the whole thing.
Well, if you know the history and the pagan history of it, there's symbolic things, but
it's a German tradition, isn't it?
I thought it was a German.
Germanic
the eggs,
base.
Maybe. I don't know.
I can't remember, but rebirth.
Like, yeah. You know, rebirth. Yeah.
Basically.
Anyway, so
we don't
try to keep everything focused at our house on Christ during Easter. I still do a basket, an Easter basket for my kids.
Oh, do you?
I do. Yeah. We just have, you know, it's a fun day. It's a fun holiday. We will often do Easter egg hunts even still, but more with cousins. We'll have like a big.
So you do all the activities,
we do
but
the activities,
not necessarily like.
But I don't say the
Easter
bunny came.
Yeah.
It's just.
Well, I always tell my kids, so I don't, like I've talked before, I'm not a big gifter. And so the idea just to have to go and find things that everybody likes. And
we keep it pretty simple.
But I don't like candy in my house either.
That's true. You guys
so
aren't candy eaters.
Then like, and I don't want the grass from the Easter
that
baskets
stuff is
everywhere.
The worst and it takes a month to clean it all up.
And so I just tell my kids, like, if I do something, awesome. If I don't, awesome. Like there are no expectations
That's
from
funny.
Me. So if I do something, it's just like an added bonus. I'd always love to do matching dresses.
Oh, we do
ties.
Get a new Easter dress for the girls and usually a tie for the boys.
But I always think of it like a few days before Easter. So
and everything's sold out?
Yeah. Or like it's going to be shipped after Easter.
Yeah, that's funny.
So
here are a few fun activities you can do. My first one, and this is one of my most popular at this time of year posts, and it's Easter resurrection eggs. So this kind of takes a combination of the Easter bunny egg stuff and then the true resurrection story and puts them together. But what I've done is I've created a little set, and you may have seen this around. We've been doing this for, I don't know, probably 12 years or so. As long as I can remember, I've done this with my kids. But it's a set of 12 eggs, and you just keep them in a little egg carton. And each egg has a scripture and then a little symbol representing that scripture, telling the story of Christ's resurrection.
That's awesome.
And so it's a really fun little thing that we do as a family just before Easter or on Easter, depending on how our lives go, but to help us teach our kids the Easter story. And so they're just all the New Testament stories. I'm pretty sure they're all from Matthew, if I can remember correctly. But the first one, for example, it's Matthew 26:39. And the scripture says, and he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And then inside, there's a little tiny plastic cup that can represent either the sacrament or his cup or his burden that he's carrying at that time. And so it goes through different scriptures And each one is something like that. Like, for example, coins or dice, when they're casting lots, the coins would represent Judas betraying him and paying the coins. And then what do we have? There's a little red cloth. There's a little toothpick cross in one of them. And then some other objects like that, bar of soap in one of them, and just different things.
Yeah.
And then the final egg, number 12, is Matthew 28:6. And it says, he is not here, for he is risen. And then the egg is empty, to represent the empty tomb. So it's just a fun little story, but also activity that you can do with your kids. And it's very simple to put together. And I can show you, or I show you in my post, the different objects and how you can put them together and what you need for each one. And they're all just simple little things that you can create for your kids.
Yeah. So do you do this like as a countdown, or do you do it all
in
one
day? No, we don't, but that would be a fun way. You could do it like kind of Advent style, yeah, where you open one each day, but we just do it all together. Sometimes I'll hide the little eggs and they collect them in a basket, and then I number the eggs on the outside so they know which one we open first. And sometimes I just pull out, we have them in a little carton, just an old egg carton that I saved, and just open it and we go through them and just go around the room and each open one and read the scripture. We've done it a couple different ways.
Yeah.
I've taken these to my church class as well and done it with classes I've taught on Sunday, the Sunday school classes I've taught. And it's always just all ages even really like it. My older kids even think it's neat. So it's a good like multi-age and
that's awesome.
Simple, not too crafty, not too hard. But
just
a great way to
a few supplies and then you're good.
Yeah. And it's a great way to just focus on the true Easter story. The most important part of Easter.
Yeah.
Just a little recommendation. I do have a post about this, but this is just a book that I love. It's called Christ-Centered Easter by Janet and Joe Hales. And it's a daily devotional activity that leading up to Easter. I can't remember. I think it's a full month. It's been a little while since I've used it, but I'm pretty sure it's a full month. But it has crafts and hymns and scriptures and different things like that that you can read and do together as a family to really get you centered on Christ through the month of Easter. And I did that this a lot with my older two when they were young. We did it a couple of years in a row, and they really loved it. I think there's like a Palm Sunday little branch that you make,
yeah,
and you know, different things like that. And so that's a really fun resource that you can use if you're looking for something to really keep it centered on Christ.
And if you're like me and didn't know when Easter was this year, it's April 12th.
Thank you for looking that up.
Yeah.
I always don't know.
Well,
I knew it was April, but I couldn't remember.
Yes. Somebody told me it's after like the first full moon, mm-hmm, after Passover or something.
Oh, okay.
Like there is a rhyme and a reason to it.
Full moon and is Passover. When's Passover then?
Well, not Passover. Good Friday or something.
Oh, Good Friday. After Good Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Good to know. We'll have this up before then.
Yeah.
Hopefully. the next idea I have, this is just purely a fun little crafty activity, but it's called Easter egg pom-pom poppers. So you know those little fuzzy pom-pom balls?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So what I did is I actually saw one of these. I think it was at the dollar store.
Okay.
And there was this little Easter egg. I think it was a bubble blower,
uh-huh,
where it was an egg shape and you could blow through it and it would make bubbles. And I was like, oh, cute. I wonder if I could make something. And so I came up with this is our little cheap version. But what it is, it doesn't blow bubbles. It blows the pom-poms. But you take an Easter egg and you just drill a little tiny hole through the bottom,
uh-huh,
and stick a bendy straw in it.
Okay.
That's it. And then you put the little pom-poms in it and you can blow them and they just pop and blow all over. And my kids love it. It's fun.
Yeah.
Really easy to make and really fun. And you could turn it into a science lesson, see how heavy of things you can blow or how far they can blow or things like that if you wanted to.
Look
or
at
just
you.
Play.
You're such a resource. Anything can be a lesson.
Anything can be a lesson.
Do a feather, a pom-pom,
yeah,
a real
marshmallows.
Egg.
Marshmallows. That's another thing you
could hard boil an egg and see if you can blow
don't
that.
Do that. That's gross.
If you try to blow it, but if you're outside, so like you're not blowing it in the house and it explodes.
Mm-hmm.
See your lung,
mm-hmm,
capacity. I don't, my watch tells me my lung capacity always.
That's funny. Yeah, that's another great idea. Try it that way.
Yeah. I'll come to your house and do it.
Yeah. So both of those two activities I have videos for also on my YouTube channel. So if you want to visualize them, I'll give you the links to that as well. But they're in my posts also, the videos. So you can see it either way. The next one, and I have these for every season. I told you about these last month, but there's some pattern block mats, and these ones are Easter season or Easter themed. And it's also kind of a mix of like springy stuff and real Easter stuff. Like there's a cross, but then there's also a bunny and a basket, and there's chicks and eggs. So there's a few different different pictures in there that you can use to build with those fun little shapes. We love doing these. Like we mentioned this last month, pull them out when you're reading aloud to the kids.
Yes. Anything hands
keep
on.
Keep them quiet while you're doing stuff, a little busy work activity, but also it's good for the little ones trying to learn their shapes and just helping them recognize shapes and patterns.
So, that's cute.
Yeah. Those are fun. I have some Easter egg math puzzles on my site. This is a printable. And these are, there's two different levels. One is just like number recognition, where it has like a tally, a number, and
so like preschool age.
Like preschool age.
Okay.
Yeah. So like the number word, I guess maybe not preschool if it's the number word, and then the tally. So maybe more like kindergarten, first grade. Okay. So they're matching those up. And then the other one is, it's kind of tricky. You have to see the picture. It's kind of tricky, but it has like a number in the center and then a puzzle of numbers are going around that are add or subtract. And you have to figure out, solve the problem.
It's like a maze. Figure it out.
Yeah, kind
of. I've seen those. I think they're super cute.
It's really a fun one. So there's those come together in a set. So you have like two different levels of math puzzles.
You know, it's funny. I can get my kids, if I make math a game or something like that, like, okay, nobody has to do their math today, but we're just going to play this little game.
Get so excited.
Yeah.
I know when I give my kids a day off from their regular math and do something like this, it is the best day ever. Yeah, for
we don't have to do math.
They
okay, we'll play
so
this game.
Cool. So this is a really fun, tricky way to get your kids doing math and they think they're not.
Well, and even if you have a kid who's like, I hate math, mm-hmm. and you're like, that's fine, we'll just play this game instead.
That's how this started for me, honestly. I laugh at that I have a math book published. Math was not my favorite subject. but my kids were struggling with enjoying math also. And so that's where a lot of these things for me started, because I was trying to find enjoyment in it for them and help them get over this hatred that they had of math. And so I started just making all these kinds of things that would just, okay, we're going to take a break from the normal stuff and just do something fun to practice. Like for instance, this morning before I came to record, my son, he's 9 and he was doing his math on the computer and it was 7 times 8 he had to do. And he was crying. And he's like, I don't have my math facts, my memories, I don't have it memorized. It's like, I hate it. I can't do it. I don't have this memorized. I was like, okay, then we're going to just pause for a minute and we're going to work on getting those memorized. And what's a fun way we can do that? So we were coming up with some little games or some apps or different things that he could do to just really drill down his multiplication facts so that he felt comfortable and could work through those and not sneak and pull out a calculator, which is what he was trying to do. And so, you know, anytime that you can just pull them away from the regular routine and change it up a little and just put some enjoyment in it, it really just makes a huge difference for them.
Well, it's like this gives this attitude also of school's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And so just like with the holiday stuff, adding in these different little variations, like, okay, we're not going to do math all week of Easter. Mm-hmm. We're going to do like these little puzzles instead. Yeah. And it's like, oh yeah, we'll just play games. And then the next month it's like, we're not going to do math this week either. We're going to play this game. And so it gives them this perspective, like school is fun. School is amazing.
Yeah.
And then you can start like staying meatier and meatier, but the games work. So you don't need to pull them away.
And it's in a fun way where they don't feel like they're learning so much.
Yeah.
And along with that, here's another little fun math activity. This is for littler kids, but it's so fun. It's called the Bunny Hop Number Line. So this we took outside and I drew a big number line on our driveway. Uh-huh. And I was doing it for, I'm trying to remember what age my kids were when I did this. It was a couple years ago. But I did like the numbers 1 through 30. And so they were trying to recognize and learn the numbers 1 through 30. And then I have a little set of printable dice.
Oh.
And one has numbers and one has plus or minus on it.
Oh, cute.
And so they roll the dice and they have to either add or subtract that number from where they are. And they're hopping along the number line that we drew. And so it's a little addition, subtraction, a little number recognition.
You could even change that to timesing.
You could do multiplication if you have kids a little older. Yeah,
dividing would be interesting.
Mm-hmm. It would be a little trickier there, but you could definitely do multiplication. But I was doing this with my daughter who was probably 3 at the time. And she was still kind of learning to recognize all the numbers and count that high. And so it was really fun for her to see, oh, I can count to 30 and hopping along and doing her little counting. So yeah, you can change the age span on that depending on the level of your kids, but it was so fun and they just loved it. I need to pull that one out again.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think mine would love that. Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy. It's such a simple thing that you can do with them and tell them to hop like a bunny. And then it's a fun Easter thing.
Yeah, it's so fun to just give some variations. Mm-hmm. Just instead of having school be the same day in, yeah, same out, day in, day out. That's what I meant to say.
And we love doing outside learning a lot, yeah, when the weather's warm enough to be able to do that. I take them out as often as I can and do things, and it helps a lot. And then my final idea for you today is a science-related one. It's like science and craft combined. I love doing things like that. Yeah. But have you ever seen those borax crystals that people make on, yeah, pipe cleaners? So this is a borax crystal, but it's made on an egg. So it's a little different.
Like an actual like a plastic
styrofoam.
Egg? Oh, okay.
So you know those styrofoam balls? They have egg-shaped, oh, yeah, ones.
That's
right,
cute.
Now at like Hobby Lobby and Michael's, you can find egg-shaped ones. And you make the borax formula like you would with the normal crystals. You just, it's borax and water. And we added food coloring when we did it. And you put the eggs in, but they float. So there's a little trick you'll have to see on my website of how I made them not float.
Oh,
I won't give away the secret.
I was going to say it. Now I'm dying to
know. No, I'm just kidding. I put a separate jar on top and put marbles in it. Just holds them under, yeah, the water. Nothing all that spectacular.
I know, it's like drilling a hole.
Just adding some weight.
Yeah.
I know. We tried a couple of things before we figured that out. But then just hold the egg down underneath, and then the crystals grow around the outside of the styrofoam. And then if you do colors, and they're all different colors, we did like 6 different colors. And then they're just a pretty little decoration. We put them in a bowl on our table.
That's cute.
But it's also a science lesson of how the crystals are growing.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Tons of fun. My kids loved that one. I think I also have a video of that one. So I'll share links to the videos on my YouTube channel and the posts of the different activities on my site.
Yeah, so these are just really fun ways to give your school a little bit of variation, especially as you start hitting April and May.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of mom burnout.
That is one of the hardest times of year for me to keep going. April and May,
yeah,
I struggle so much. So it's nice to have things like this to,
yeah,
break
it's just
it up.
Like, hey, we're not going to read our science book. We're going to make these eggs instead, mm-hmm, right? And then it's like you're still excited about teaching and they're still excited about learning, and, yeah, it kind of get over when it's starting to get warm outside and everybody just wants to go play.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, we still actually need to do school.
We've still got a month left, guys. Yeah. Or however long. You guys do summer, so.
Yeah, we do summer. We were already talking about that today.
Yay.
Of our summer plans.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Have a beautiful week. We will see you next time.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe, and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.